Rabbi Alex Lazarus Klein from Congregation Shir Shalom is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning. Local civic and religious leaders are coming together before Election Day with a message. Rabbi, thanks for the time. What is the message that you're all putting out?
Well, that we can get along, that we are not as far apart as you would see in the news. That this country is a country of people with good intentions and people that want to work together across the aisle.
What does, or how does the faith community, you know, whether we're talking about a certain denomination or the other, play into that? And how do you think that this show of unity can help in 2024 when so many people have talked about, you know, the faith, their faith, playing less of a role in their day-to-day life?
Well, first of all, this is not just the faith community. This is a broad spectrum of people that will be gathering and that are really invested in building a better type of America, a more inclusive and more willing to have these difficult conversations. But in terms of the faith community, what we've seen in both, you know, my community, I call it purple blue, and in the purple red zone, kind of across the way, they really, really don't like the politics within the religious community. They want to reach across the aisle. They want to live according to their ideals, not according to the ideals of this moment.
Rabbi, do you think people need to be reminded, you know, that disagreement really is how our country was formed, but how to handle discord and disagreement?
What we've seen is that people are not willing to have conversations at all because they're so afraid. If you just mention the word politics, suddenly it shuts down all conversations. We need to find a place where it's okay. It's okay if we disagree with each other. I don't need to agree on every point. I don't need, we can even really vociferously disagree, and that's okay. I can still be friends with you. I can still love you.
Do you find generally people have that? Is it almost overblown, the division that we hear about all the time? Because it is a stark contrast. I don't know if you notice what I kind of see in day-to-day life. People generally do get along, and it's only when, you know, we are watching shows hyper-focused on politics or you see images from political rallies or something like that that you start to really hear divisive talk.
2 years ago, in advance of this election, I was getting really nervous. I saw our country, our community breaking apart before my eyes, and I was really worried about this moment that we're in right now. Through the work that I've been doing over the last 2 years, I have a lot of hope. I think that in general, especially in this region, we're a place of good neighbors. People do want to work together. The messages that we have been sent are, I don't think, are completely accurate.
Talk about how this coalition was formed. You were mentioning before, it's not just faith leaders, it's a lot more.
Well, we've been working with a group called Resetting the Table, which is a national organization that works on having those difficult conversations and encouraging them. They got a grant to work here about 2 years ago, and they've been on the ground building coalitions from urban to suburban, different parts of the, you know, liberal conservative, and slowly bringing these people together. And what we've found are just amazing partners. People that weren't my friends before, but are now really good friends that I could rely on, that I could go to, you know, war with, that I could, you know, see with me, even though before we couldn't. And it really, it's taken time, and this is not easy. This is incredibly scary. One of the scariest projects I've ever worked on.
You mentioned people not wanting to necessarily put politics into their religion, into their faith. Do you believe still that whether it's a church, a temple, or another house of worship, that that still is a place to go where people of all political stripes do get together and kind of put that aside in there? Or have we become more divided inside of houses of worship where they're, you know, a little more leaning one way or the other?
Well, I think a house of worship is like a family. It's a really important thing. And sometimes it's disregarded in our country, just the role that it plays. These are people that really love each other. And when politics enter, it could bring people together, but it also could do the opposite. And so I think communities that have chosen to make their message more political, I think that's not good for them in the long run. It divides families. It divides communities. I think, you know, you want a message that this is open to everyone.
Rabbi, do you find that it's kind of sad that you have to do this, but necessary at the same time?
Definitely sad. I feel very, I think this is very holy work. That we need to not just, you know, be reduced to what we see in the news, that we're at each other's throats. That's not how it is. This is a country that is so wonderful. I feel so blessed to be here. I feel so blessed to have the job that I have. And I will do anything to bring a different type of message that brings people together.
I mean, it is a great message, and I'm sure one that you'll be preaching to everybody this weekend, right? Is people you welcome to Temple? And I mean, is that kind of on the minds, the election, like, even if you don't want to get political, something that you'll be talking about over the weekend?
I'll probably be talking about this, how to have the difficult conversations. I haven't put together what I'll be saying on our Shabbat, our Sabbath, but, you know, it will probably connect to this. I mean, it's very hard to hold this together. This really breaks us apart. You know, I remember the weekend after the 2016 election. You know, I consider that the hardest weekend that I ever had in my job. And I don't want that. And I don't think that that's like that. And that's the kind of message that I'll continue to preach, not just this weekend, but every day of my life, really.
Rabbi, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.